time for the E21 Go Sports Podcast. Now, here's your host, Easton Durant.
Hi, I'm Easton Durant, and you're listening to E21 Go Sports Podcast. Today's episode, we'll be talking about USA, NFL, and MLB news. Firstly, you probably heard the new intro. Thanks to our friends over at iHeartRadio for putting that together. I appreciate it a lot making the intro for the podcast. And if you stick around to the end, you'll listen to the outro that they made for the podcast. First, I wanted to talk about Team USA versus Team Spain. Team USA won 90-81 was the final score in Anaheim. Team Spain's leading scorer was Marc Gasol, who had 19 points, 4 rebounds, and 3 assists. For Team Spain, Ricky Rubio had most of the early scoring. He finished with 16 points, 3 rebounds, and 7 assists. He was one of the players that got hot at the beginning and started to cool out later towards the end. Another player that started to get hot towards the end was Willy Hermogomez, who had a couple of dunks late. In the third or fourth quarter. Team USA's leading scorer was Donovan Mitchell with 13 points, 4 rebounds, and 0 assists. Now, one thing that looked is Kyle Kuzma looked like he was doing most of the scoring on offense, but he only finished with 7 points. During the whole game, it seemed like he was getting the ball the most. He was running the ball up the most. He finished with 7-5 rebounds and 3 assists. He and Jason Tatum were one of the better rebounders in the game. So was Kemba. They seemed to get the rebound almost every time it went up. Team USA started off hot, and then going into the second quarter, they finished hot, and then going into halftime, they were getting hot, and then in the third and fourth quarter, they slowed off by a lot. They started letting Spain back into the game. At one point, it was like a 7-point lead. The 13-point lead hung around for a while, and then Team Spain was able to get it closer and closer until they were only 9 points away. But it seemed as if Spain had the better second half than Team USA. Team USA, it looks like they were on pace for 115, 120, but they only finished with 90 as they slowed down in the second half. In other news, Sacramento Kings point guard De'Aaron Fox has withdrawn from Team USA. This decision came just hours before the group was scheduled to fly to Australia for exhibition games leading up to the FIBA World Cup in China. He played a team low 6 minutes in Friday's night's exhibition victory over Spain. He was a strong candidate to make the roster because he had played so well in the past 2 weeks in practices and scrimmages. In other news, they have the full team going to Australia. The only two players that were cut were Thaddeus Young and Bayem Abadawo. Other players have withdrew because of injuries. PJ Tucker was one of those who left yesterday before the game due to injuries. In other news, Josh McCown, who announced his retirement this summer, is expected to play one more season. He's returning for one more year to play for the Philadelphia Eagles. He was supposed to work at ESPN, but then he decided to play one more year with the Eagles. In other news, the Los Angeles Chargers All-Pro safety Derwin James is expected to be sidelined 3 or 4 months after surgery on his right foot. The timetable means James could be back for a playoff push or even in the postseason. He suffered a stress fracture in his right foot at practice on Thursday. He seemed to be walking in a boot on his right foot at the team's second practice with the New Orleans Saints on Friday. In other news, Josh Gordon has been reinstated by the NFL. Jordan will be able to rejoin the Patriots officially Sunday and eligible to play in the regular season. Gordon, he was suspended December 20th for violating the terms of his reinstatement under the league's substance abuse policy, filed for reinstatement last week. Going back to NBA news, Russian billionaire Mikhail Prokhorov has officially agreed to selling his remaining stake in the Brooklyn Nets and full ownership of Barclays Center to Joe Tsai, the team announced Sunday. Tsai, who paid $1 billion for 49% share of the Nets in 2019, is paying an additional $1.35 billion for the remaining 51% share. Sources confirmed that in addition, Tsai will pay nearly $1 billion in a separate deal for Barclays. In other, going back to NFL news, Daniel Jones' second preseason game has had its ups and downs, but mostly he played really well. Other than two fumbles, he had gone 11 of 14 passing for 161 yards with a touchdown pass. Pat Shurmur said of Daniel Jones, "We were a little loose with the ball. I think we had a fumbled snap, which is a no-no. And then certainly don't drop the ball in the pocket like Daniel Jones did. He had a little bit of adversity to fight back from, but for most part, he threw the ball well." This did not help his case to start week one against the Dallas Cowboys, as that job belongs to Eli Manning, who led the Giants to a touchdown drive on his only drive, where he completed all four of his passes for 42 yards, which included an 8-yard touchdown to Benny Fowler. After the game, Shurmur backed up what owner John Mara said earlier this week about his desires for Manning to start and play well this season, which would leave Jones without playing a single snap. Shurmur said, "John owns the team, right? And we're on the same page. Really not much to say, more to say. And I think I've been saying that all along. I just get a sense once in a while that when I don't answer those questions, nobody believes me. Well, you've heard it from the owner." Daniel Jones' touchdown pass came on a drive on when the Giants settled for a field goal. In other MLB news, Phillies Jake Arrieta is to have a season-ending surgery. He will undergo surgery later this month to remove a bone spur from his pitching elbow, the team told reporters. The team said that reliever David Robertson had Tommy John surgery on Thursday, and he's expected to miss the 2020 season. The Phillies also placed center fielder Roman Quinn on the 10-day IL Saturday, a day after he suffered a right groin strain. One thing I wanted to talk about before the end of this episode was Bryce Harper's home run. Bryce Harper has 26 home runs, and he's been struggling a little bit throughout the year, but he's been hitting pretty well the past couple of games. He has had three straight games with a home run. In the last 7 days, he has four home runs, 12 RBIs. So far in the season, he's batting .254, 26 home runs, and 90 RBIs. Which takes me to talk about Manny Machado, because earlier in the year, I talked about the $300 million men of the MLB. But him and Bryce Harper and Manny Machado have almost the same numbers. Manny Machado's hitting .263 with 26 home runs and 70 RBIs. Now, so far, have they been worth it? No, I don't think so. I don't think either of them will be worth $300 million. He's played 118 games, Manny Machado, and Bryce Harper has played has played 121, so Bryce Harper has played a couple more games, but would you rather have the average higher or the RBIs higher? I think I'd rather have the RBIs higher than the home runs, because I know both of these are home run hitters, but I feel like I'd rather have an RBI player that can get the base hits than that. So yeah. Fernando Tatis is also supposed to be out for the year. He was supposed to be an NL Rookie of the Year candidate. Well, thanks for listening to E21 Go Sports. As always, I'm Easton Durant. You can subscribe to us on YouTube and follow us on Instagram and Twitter at E21 Go Sports. Thank you.
You've been listening to the E21 Go Sports Podcast, a production of Cogger Podcast Network.